O Almighty and everlasting God, thou who art the giver of every good and perfect gift, we thank thee for life and health. We thank thee for work and the opportunity to serve thee in a Christian vocation. We thank thee, O Lord, for play and for pleasure. We thank thee for study and for vacation. We thank thee, O Lord, for the privilege that is ours to witness for thee day by day, each in his own way, in his own place. We thank thee for this fair land which thou hast given to us to enjoy. And we pray that thou wilt forgive us and that we are so unworthy at times of the many sacrifices that have been made by our forefathers who have gone ahead of us. Our Father, we pray that thou wilt help us in this day and generation to be true to thee and the best that we know in thee. And wilt thou guard us against self-satisfaction in time of prosperity. O Lord, as thou hast given to thy people greater wisdom in conquering the difficulties of the physical world around them, help them not to become ungrateful to thee or unmindful of thy blessing. Save us, O Lord, from conceit, and wilt thou help us ever to be humble before thee, and give us above all else a sense of responsibility that we may use all good gifts in keeping with thy purpose and plan, for the upbuilding of thy kingdom, and for the doing of thy will. For we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our only Savior and Lord. Amen. Of course, you're thankful this Thanksgiving, but the question is for what and in what way? And the main question is, on what level is your gratitude found? I'm sure we're grateful for the joys of living, for the privilege of this fellowship, for our loved ones, our families, and all that they mean to us, for our country and the tremendous blessings that we have received in being a part of this nation, and most of all for the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives meaning to everything else in life. But may I remind you that there are at least four levels of thanksgiving, and it is altogether possible for us to be on a lower level when we should be on a higher. The first level of thanksgiving is the instinctive gratitude. That's the kind of gratitude that the bird has when he sings. He doesn't know why, but he does, for the joy of us all. That's the kind that the little baby has when his tummy's full and he is comfortable in his crib. He coos and laughs and kicks and enjoys life in general. That's the kind of gratitude we have when we go out on a beautiful sunny day and say, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I have a wonderful feeling that everything's going my way. Now, this is all very well, and I think we need more of it in these serious and critical days. But this is not enough, because there are days when the sun isn't shining, when it's raining. There are days when everything seems to go wrong. There's a second level of thanksgiving, and that is the level of the pagan. He's the fellow who's grateful to God when he's prosperous. He is the one who thanks whatever gods may be for his unconquerable soul. He's the one that's sure that the gods have smiled upon him when all is well. This pagan is very happy as he gives gratitude to his gods. He feels that he's been lucky, and he's grateful to them for this luck. But when things go wrong, he is ready to curse God or the gods and die. A pagan thanksgiving is not enough. To live it up when all is well, and to give it up when all is wrong, is certainly not even worthy of a person. The third level of thanksgiving is one to which most of us as Christians are tempted to rise, and that is the level of the Pharisee. I thank thee, Lord, that I am not as other men. I thank thee that thou hast redeemed my soul, that thou hast chosen me, that thou hast made me as a person above all those around me. I thank thee that I know more than others, or that I am better than others, or that I have more than others. I am grateful that I am an American. I am grateful that I am free and white and 21. I am grateful that I am a man of rank and of position, perchance a student at Southeastern or a professor there. I am respectably good, and naturally, I have a great deal for which to be thankful. But I'm sure that as we hear this prayer of gratitude, it is a prayer of a person who feels that at bottom, he is a self-made man. The highest level of thanksgiving is the Christian level, and this is the one on which our lives must be, of course. Christian thanksgiving has in it some of the elements of the other three. There is the joy of being a child of God, and we sing because we're happy. We sing because we're free. We know his eyes on the sparrow and that he cares for me and so on. There's something of that element in Christian thanksgiving. There's something of the element of the pagans' joy in good luck. And really, we do not fully understand the mystery of the will of God. We know that it has been within his permissive will that we have been fortunate enough to be one out of 20 persons born an American, and one out of four born a Christian, and one out of three born of a favored race. We're grateful for this, but we know that that is not enough. A Christian also has something of the Pharisaic view in that he is definitely conscious that God has chosen him. But like Abraham, he's reminded that when God has blessed him, he has blessed him in order that he might be a blessing to others. I will bless thee, be thou a blessing. Christian gratitude has these elements. First of all, there is a certain assurance in each and every one of our hearts and minds that we have been saved by the grace of God, that no one of us is worthy of the blessing of God upon us, that there is nothing in and of ourselves that makes us worthy, and we're humbled by the fact that he first loved us while we were yet in sin and redeemed us from the abyss of our depravity. Secondly, as Christians, we are grateful with a sense of responsibility. I think that that is a fact that each and every person needs to understand and to learn. Who are the careless people in the world today, whether they're younger or whether they're older? The people who run their cars too fast and put on the brakes too quickly, who tear into this situation and tear out of that, they are the folks who are irresponsible because they do not have a true sense of gratitude. If we're grateful for what we are and what we have and the joys of the experiences that are ours in a particular place, then we have a sense of responsibility about our place, about our position, about the opportunity for service that is ours. A Christian is humbled by the fact that what he has been given to God. And however wise or good he may be, it is from God that these gifts have come. Jeremiah in the 9th chapter, the 23rd verse says, "Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practice kindness, justice, righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. This is Christian thanksgiving. Some years ago, Charles A. Well, the great religious cartoonist, at Thanksgiving time, drew a picture, a double picture. On one side, there were the pigs at the trough, grunting and squeezing and gulping. In the other picture was a Christian family with heads bowed. One group gives thanks, the other just guzzles. And in the giving of thanks, the Christian group is reminded of the sources of their gifts, or of the source of their gifts. And so it is that they endeavor to work with God to make this world the kind of place that it should be. An animal just takes things as they are, and when he has them, he enjoys them. But when he loses them, he doesn't know what to do about it. A true Christian and a person at his highest and best is grateful to God for his gifts, and in that gratitude, he learns the ways of God, and so becomes the kind of person that God would have him be. It is no accident that the high standard of living which we enjoy in America today has been made possible basically by a grateful people, a people like our forefathers, the Pilgrims, who in that first winter lost one half of their total number, who had about 20 acres of corn which they gathered, and a little bit of wheat. Peas, as they said, were indifferent, not much good. They used a little free enterprise and self-initiative in sending four men out into the wilderness to bag some turkeys. And then in a true friendship, they invited 91 men of another group, potential enemies, to rejoice with them in thanksgiving to God. They went into the fields singing psalms. They returned singing more. And for 3 days, they rejoiced in the Lord and in his salvation and in the bounty of his harvest. This is the true spirit of thanksgiving and the kind we need for our day. The greatest gift of God is a gift of himself and a knowledge of him. In conclusion, then, may we say that the basic pattern is that of a practical Christian faith, down to earth and working each day in every area of our lives. It is a faith in God that is happy and victorious. It naturally arises from a grateful heart, this true Christian faith. It is not a sentimental thanksgiving. It is a responsible one. It asks for the forgiveness of our sins as individuals and as a people. It shows a desire and a willingness to repair the damages which our sins have created. It gives evidence of sharing our advantages with others who are less fortunate than we are. We're really not living unless we're fighting for something greater than we are and to which we give our supreme loyalty. The ancient pattern for our grateful citizenship to guide us in that fight today is a courageous, hopeful, adventurous Christian faith in God, a faith that proves itself by its works. And part of its works is the worship of God in humble, sincere thanksgiving. Let us all pray. O thou giver of every good and perfect gift, thou hast created us for thyself, and we are restless till we rest in thee. Thou dost sustain our lives. They could not last a moment but for thee. Thou hast bestowed upon us all the material blessings that are ours, and more wonderful, spiritual blessings, Christian friends, Christian loved ones, and thy Son, Christ Jesus, our elder brother and friend. Wilt thou bind us together in Christian thanksgiving, Christian love, Christian responsibility, Christian service, Christian sharing, and so may we, following thy Son, Christ Jesus, be more like him day by day. For we pray in his name. Amen.